Welcome to the Passive Mobile Home Park Investing Podcast with your host, Andrew Keel. This is the podcast where you can get the education you need to invest 100% passively in the highly profitable niche of mobile home parks.
Hey there, welcome to the Passive Mobile Home Park Investing Podcast. This is your host, Andrew Keel, and today we're going to continue our series on risks and different risks that you need to be aware of when looking to invest passively into a mobile home park, or if you're looking to buy a mobile home park yourself. You just need to, you know, consider these things. When I first got started, you know, I was following Frank and Dave's method, you know, from the MHU bootcamp, and he said, hey, focus on the Midwestern markets. There's more mom and pops there. There's better cash flowing opportunities, better deals. So that's what I did. But one thing that, you know, looking back in my early days of starting out, is we were buying in tertiary markets. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is the risks associated with buying in tertiary markets. And, you know, from my experience, I've done this, I've made mistakes. I'm going to share kind of some of the hurdles that we came across in, you know, one horse towns, right? In we own one park where literally there's one employer, one large employer, that's like a meat manufacturing plant. And, you know, during COVID, for example, it was a really, really tough time. Like that was the one park where collections was the worst, because there was only one employer for literally 80% of our tenants. So we're going to talk about tertiary markets and, you know, just all the factors that go into this. So number one, you know, you're going to have a lower population count, right? So you start at the top of the funnel. If you have lower population, there's only going to be so many people looking for housing at any given time. And that will lead to number two, which is lower demand for housing, right? There's, you see it on the news all the time. There's a lot of demand for affordable housing. However, if you're in the middle of nowhere, you know, and there's not a lot of employers around, there's not going to be a lot of demand. And you're going to have to get more creative. And this is something where I've been guilty of it, buying parks in tertiary markets. You got to get more creative. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later as well. Number three, there's the longer commute time. We own two parks in Crookston, Minnesota. And, you know, Crookston has some things going for it, including a university there. But most people commute, we found out when we were talking to our residents, most people commute to Grand Forks, which is about 30, 35 minutes directly west. And that's a long commute for people to get places to get to that big city feel where they have a movie theater, they have a Starbucks, they have, you know, some of those more common amenities that a big city, you know, a bigger city has. So that's really important. Number four, you know, this goes back to the lower demand for housing. Like in Crookston, Minnesota, the first 2 years we owned that property, we were doing a lot of infill and we were trying to sell a lot of homes. And the traditional way to sell mobile homes is on Facebook Marketplace. I mean, to this day, that's where we get 90% of our leads for mobile homes we are selling. However, in this, you know, microcosm of a small town market in Crookston, Minnesota, we had to get hands-on and we started talking to local people that live there, local realtors, other property management companies. And it turned out that, you know, the top two marketing methods were bandit signs, which we had to default to when Facebook Marketplace wasn't working. And then also there's like a classifieds page done by the local newspaper. There's like a Crookston newspaper that has a classifieds page as part of their website. And that's where people go to buy and sell things. And it's not on Facebook Marketplace in this one town. So in these smaller towns, you know, you can't just assume that they're going to be the same as anywhere else. You have to really get local, talk to people, and understand the different nuances of that market. So, you know, that's just something that is, you know, could be additional work and time and efforts to, you know, need to figure out what works in that specific area within tertiary markets. Number five, it's harder and it takes longer to get to, right? For your on-site visits. We visit every mobile home park every quarter. And if we don't, it's because something crazy is going on, like COVID or something. But you got to get to your parks to get hands-on to see what they look like. The drive-through videos can only show you so much. And when it's harder to get somewhere because there's not, you know, a big airport nearby, it's more expensive typically to get there and it takes longer, right? So we own two parks right now in northern Minnesota, not the Crookston ones. This is like more northern than that. Roseau, if those of you that know Minnesota. And, you know, it's a small tertiary market and it takes forever to get to. You literally have to fly in probably to Fargo or Grand Forks, and then you have to drive, you know, multiple hours to get to it. So it's harder to get to. And that's been one of our pain points with that deal. Number six, another issue with tertiary markets is it's harder to find contractors and service providers, right? You know, just to do common things like plumbing repairs and so forth, there's usually just, it's like there's one plumber in the whole town. And if he goes on vacation, you're trying. Like we have this one park in Denison, Iowa. And, you know, there's one plumber that services the mobile home parks around there. And if he's not answering his phone for whatever reason, and we have an issue with our lift station or with, you know, our water lines, it's a big issue. And then we're like trying to call people from Omaha and get them to drive up, and it's more expensive. So that's a big one right there, is it's harder to find contractors in tertiary markets. Number seven, it's more expensive when you're doing your CapEx projects like infill and you're trying to fill vacancy. You have to go further away to find homes to bring in, whether they're used homes or new homes, because, you know, with new homes, the manufacturer's plant, you know, is typically going to be further away. They're not going to be in a, you know, in a tertiary market where they're building the homes. It's going to be in like an Elkhart, Indiana, where it's close to Chicago and it's in a hub for a reason. So very important to make sure that you're budgeting that, and that also you do a test ad before you bring the homes in. So you know, hey, I did a test ad. I got at least 10 people that reached out and had the down payment money before I go and infill and bring in a bunch of homes. That is a deal killer. You got to do the test ad. Another one is there's fewer utility company options. You know, there's really one park of ours that comes to mind, this one in Iowa, Denison, that I told you about. The power bill is very expensive in the power company. Basically, it's a one horse town. It's like a monopoly, and you have to use this one company. And, you know, for a single mobile home to have, you know, a $300 power bill every month, it limits what we can charge for lot rent and so forth, because it still needs to be affordable. So there's weird situations like that where you have like a, you know, limited utility options. We have another park in Crookston, Minnesota that I told you about, and it has propane tanks on every lot. So we need to get, you know, a propane company to come out and deliver propane and refill up our tanks. Well, that company is in Grand Forks, which is 35 minutes away. So in order for them to come out to the park, they have to fill up at least two tanks, and the minimum like bill that they'll make it worth the trip has to be $600. So, you know, working that out, you know, is pretty complex. All the logistic components where we have to like tie up, you know, two tenants that need gas at the same time. And what if it's in the middle of winter and you run out of propane? Now your home is getting cold. So you can just imagine all the issues that come with that. So it can be more expensive for your propane, and, you know, you may have service providers that are further away and it's tougher for them to come out. You know, you got to hit a threshold. Number 10, there's little to no sufficient public transportation. And with affordable housing, you know, our tenant base is most vulnerable. You know, they typically need public transportation to get to their jobs. And, you know, with the more of a reliance on cars in tertiary markets, that's difficult because cars are expensive. They're expensive to maintain. And you need to consider this if you're buying mobile home parks in tertiary markets. Another one, the day-to-day needs, you know, we kind of touched on this earlier, but like healthcare, pet care, home maintenance supplies, and car care, all of those are going to be a little bit harder to fulfill in tertiary markets. And they may have to, again, commute, you know, a half hour or more to get to a bigger hub that has those big box stores. You know, and outside of that, amenities, you know, like we talked about earlier, like Starbucks or organic food, you know, stores, or less of that in tertiary markets, obviously, And, you know, it's just, I can see where it would be less desirable to have fewer options in these markets, let alone the cities themselves, right? May not have as big of a budget for their parks and recreation and their playgrounds and their, you know, cultural activities or events and museums, where a bigger town would have that. So it's, it, you know, could bring potentially a higher quality of life. And then the last one, you know, the big risk of buying parks in tertiary markets, I think you should always think of, you know, you should always have the end in mind, right? And our model is to buy, fix up, and then refinance into agency debt. Well, agency lenders typically won't finance parks, mobile home parks, that are in tertiary markets. They themselves are staying away from those deals, and that's agency debt. That's Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, non-recourse. I'll say that again, non-recourse debt, which is really attractive, you know, terms-wise, and also to, you know, for your balance sheet. But they won't finance those in tertiary markets. So you got to be, you know, aware of that. And it's always good to ask up front, you know, during due diligence, hey, you know, ask your loan broker, hey, can you run this by Fannie? Can you see if they would finance this deal in this market, you know, XYZ, to make sure that you're considering, you know, when you've added the value, how you're going to exit? Are you going to have to just use the local bank that's going to require recourse debt and is going to have, you know, not as good a terms? Because that may be your only option in a tertiary market. So anyways, if you got value out of this, I would really, really appreciate it if you left us a review. I read every single one of those and they mean the world to me. So thank you so much for watching and have a great day.
Would you like to see mobile home park value add projects in progress? If so, follow us on Instagram at @passivemhpinvesting for photos and awesome videos from our recent mobile home park acquisitions. Once again, that's @passivemhpinvesting on Instagram. See you there.